Hi, friends. I'm Steve Dickman with Outpost Centers International. It's good to be with you today. And we're bringing you today some exciting reports about the work in the Ukraine, what is still happening there, and how you can be involved. First of all, friends, I just want to ask you to continue to pray for what's happening in the Ukraine. While this story has not been featured as much in the news of the day, it is still a very active conflict there, and a lot of people's lives are being impacted. They need hope and they need help. They're reaching out in many cases. And today you'll hear stories about people whose lives have been transformed through what you have done to support the work of people ministering on the front line. So thank you for watching this report today. We're also asking you to share this report with your friends. I'm going to go first this morning. Well, today, for whatever time of day it happens to be for you, for Dr. Michael, he's in South Africa today, getting ready to fly to the Ukraine. He's at the airport. He's going to give us a report about what's happening on the front lines with Adventist Help. Dr. Michael, tell us about what the opportunities currently are and how things are being used there to bring about a blessing to people who are being affected by this conflict.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Basically, it's been a very busy week for our team. We're, as you see, I'm at the airport. We're heading into Ukraine today. We're really excited. Our first two trucks are heading into Ukraine at the end of the week, carrying four emergency Swiss military clinics that will be stationed in the east, clustered together to form the first base of our field hospital that we're busy setting up. Thanks to the donations from the past few weeks that have come through your system, we've managed to purchase four of these clinic containers. And then we're currently in the process of fundraising for a Stork surgical unit that will be able to provide surgical capability to the site we're looking at in the east of Ukraine. Just to give you some background, we're focusing our attention further east, specifically because that is the area that has got the greatest need. We're looking at partnering with a large local hospital of 750 beds. They're on the east side of the, I think it's the Dnipro River, and they're asking for us to set up a satellite unit on the western bank so that if the hospital goes down in the east, they can send their patients further forward. So that is our plan. It's 40 kilometers from the front line in an unspecified location. And so we're going to be looking at options for setting that unit up as fast as we can so we can start serving injured soldiers and civilians coming from the front lines. As you can see, I'm following all the live feedback from what's happening in the east of Ukraine, and it's horrendous seeing the updates as they come in of more bombings, more people being killed every few hours. So the need is great. We're trying to get in there as fast as we can to do some good work, and we thank you for everyone's support.
So, Dr. Michael, just let me kind of recap what I heard you say. The current biggest need right now is to have this mobile surgical unit because a lot of trauma cases are coming from those frontline areas. And you'll be setting that up within about 40 kilometers of the front line. Now, 40 kilometers Correct. Is not very far for the to be back from the action. But friends, today, that's the biggest need for Adventist Help. It's about $40,000 they need to obtain this unit and get it on the ground there and active. You would be a blessing if you could help us with that today. Thank you so much, Dr. Michael. God bless you and your work. Pleasure. I know you've got a plane to catch and get into the Ukraine. We're going to pray for your safety as well, that the Lord would just keep you safe in your work there. Friends, if you have a desire to go to the front lines and to get involved in helping to care for those who are actually being injured and affected directly by this conflict, just contact Adventist Help. On our website there, the Outpost Centers International website, you can contact them or reach out to us. We'll help you get connected. Thank you, Dr. Michael. I'm going to go now to Ostap. Ostap, you Build and Restore has been doing a lot of work there and encouraging the people in Ukraine. And I just want to ask you this morning, Ostap, if you could share with us. I know your uncle is there on the ground ministering to people. Tell us about what he's doing and what the current needs are.
Yes, thank you, Steve. The current needs that we are seeing there on the ground is that many of the people that are handicapped, that have disabilities, somewhat have been left behind. Nobody's been able to care and take care of their needs, and many are not able to leave their homes. Many are not able to have transportation to a hospital or shelter or even help getting groceries. And so we're looking to acquire a van that could help assist to transport those that are handicapped, those that are in a wheelchair, those with mobility and other disabilities that need assistance at this time. And they've been busy identifying those areas, those buildings, and the locations where the handicapped people are living at this moment. And they've been reaching out to them. And the biggest need for them right now is to acquire a vehicle that could actually transport those that are handicapped, that will have a lift and a ramp that they could easily get them inside the vehicle and out of the vehicle as they're moving around the country, as they're looking for people that are stranded, people that need support and assistance.
Thank you, Ostap. I know we had intended to have your uncle on live with us, but he's in a small village in a remote area of Ukraine where the service is very limited. So while we would like to have had him on with us, we'll look for some pictures from you to kind of give us an indicator of what's happening there. And thank you for all that you are doing from Build and Restore and coordinating work there in Ukraine, as well as the needs that we have right now for a van that would be able to transport those with disabilities and kind of get them out of harm's way. Thank you for that story today. That's a blessing for us to hear about that. Dr. Parker has just returned, suffering from a little jet lag today, even from Bucharest, Romania. Dr. Parker, tell us about what you've been doing there and how it's been impacting the lives of people who have been displaced by this conflict there in Ukraine.
Right. We decided that we were going to reach out to the refugee population, and we worked alongside of the local conference. So we took 22 from Southern Adventist University and over 40 from Adventist Medical Evangelism Network, AMEN. And we went in to offer a medical and dental clinic in the area. And we advertised through Facebook to the Ukrainian refugee population. Started out a little small, and then we got swamped. And we just had hundreds of people streaming through. And we realized we had to feed them because they were waiting sometimes 4 or 5 hours to get seen. And so we had an opportunity to really have some remarkable miracles take place. I'm just thinking of one lady who came. I had left her family behind, and she came on the second day, got some dental work, and was so impressed by what we were doing that she offered to translate for us because her English was quite good. So she came every single day and helped us. She's not a member of our faith, but she was just so impressed at what was taking place, because not only did we interact with them, but as we gave them dental or medical work, we would pray with each person. And as we started to pray, sorry, it's touching me. They would just start to cry because the trauma that they had been through. And it was, you know, we just heard fathers, mothers left behind. We heard, in fact, this lady who was with us, Svetlana, she had to go back just today because her husband's been drafted into the military and she wants to be with her daughter, who's still back in Ukraine. And so each one of these stories really touched our hearts. We also had an opportunity to go out and be in the refugee settlements that are in Bucharest. Basically, they've taken over abandoned schools and they've turned them into dormitories. And they're very, very basic. And these people are poor. They have nothing. They have no way to earn money while they're there. And so they're surviving on donations. So we were able to go in and offer assessments and then take them to the clinic. We were also able to give some toys to the kids to just play with the kids and give them a sense of normality. And so it has changed our lives. I can tell you every single one of us who was there, our lives were changed, but the need is still great. We have more than 100 people lined up who we just cannot see. We end the clinic tomorrow and there's no way we can meet all of that need. But we had a group of 60 who went and made a difference. And I know many of you out there, maybe you can't go, but you can make a difference in another way by supporting the work that is taking place. And so I just want to thank those who have made donations And just to let you know, we can change people's lives. While I was there, there was a team of six ladies, a pastor's family that had to flee Ukraine. He couldn't leave. He had to stay behind. But all of his family fled. And we discovered them singing on the streets and raising money for Ukraine. They couldn't do much else, but they were singing and using their singing talent to raise money for the people back in Ukraine and just doing whatever they could. And then when they found out about our clinic, they came and helped us every day, just dedicating as much time as they could. And so I just see great miracles. You know, I see the resilience when people are going through tragedy and difficulty, and I see the faith that people have in the midst of this. And it has encouraged us and has strengthened us. So this was an amazing, incredible experience. And thank you to those of you who are helping to make a difference to those who can go. And so it has made a difference and will make a difference.
Thank you, Dr. Parker, for sharing with us today about your experience and your personal involvement there and how it impacted the lives of those who were displaced, but not only their lives, the lives of your group and your life personally. So thank you for sharing with us today. We know that God is at work in relieving suffering, but he's using people to do that. Friends, today, maybe he will use you in some way. Do you have a desire to go and serve? Contact us. We'll put you in touch with someone who will help you to arrange that. Do you just want to give and support from this side? Well, then contact us. We can help you with that as well. I want to take just a moment here, Patty. We have a video we received from your camp and showing some progress there. Just introduce that video for us today, as we would like to see what's happening at your camp, one of the projects we're supporting and continue to support for the orphans who have been displaced.
We were hoping to have this video for you last week, but we had some problems getting it into the right format. So it's really exciting, though, to see the heavy equipment, the big earth movers, and them pouring concrete and the foundation. We're just thrilled that this is underway. I know, Steve, you took a trip a couple of weeks ago. You hand delivered the funds to get this started, and they're immediately underway. And we just praise God for this.
So, Patty, I just talked to Igor and the team yesterday, had a phone conference with them about progress. Things are moving along well. We praise God for that. We're at right at this point. The total that is needed for the project is about 300,000. We have about 160,000, maybe just a little more of that in hand. We're still asking for you, friends, if you would like to help with a project related to children, meeting the needs of children who have been displaced, who in this case, most of them are orphans. Their parents either have abandoned them or they have their parents are dead at this point. And so this is a critical need to finish this building at your camp so they can provide proper facilities for bathing and for toileting needs there at your camp. Thank you, friends, for what you have done and what you continue to do as we address those specific needs. Alexi couldn't be with us this morning, but I wanted to speak just a little bit. I'm hoping he had a couple of videos last week about several ministries that are on the front lines, even in some of the occupied territories, distributing food and blessing people there. I'm hoping we can get those videos in this week's report and that they will follow what I'm saying right now. God bless you, my friends. Thank you again for what you have done and what you continue to do in support of relieving the suffering of people from Ukraine and in Ukraine. May God bless you. Please share this video far and wide, this report far and wide. Let's engage at this stage. We need to engage again in supporting the work that's happening there in the Ukraine. So please share this video with your friends and your family, and let's encourage them to be supportive of what's happening there and the great needs that exist for providing for transportation, providing for medical needs, providing for orphan care, providing hope and help even to some of those who are in adjoining countries. Thank you to each one of you who have been a part of the report today. Thank you to each of those of you who are viewing it. May God bless you. And we will hopefully have another report next week.